No. Leave my wine alone, okay? That's mine. Okay? Yeah, that's mine. No. No. Anyway, as I was trying to say to you before you so rudely interrupted me, I mean, what was that? You can say that with a straight face. I can't believe that we're playing this. I love that you actually picked it up and surprised me with it. I know that I already said it, but I am still really impressed. Yes, I'm impressed. And the wine. This wine. Yes, that. Give me that. Stop it. The wine has definitely helped me reach that point, but this makes me happy. I know you've made several comments about this game, but Phase 10 is the superior game, and I will stand by that. Yes, dear? Don't yes, dear me. Come on, admit it. You're having fun. I'm glad that you are. You know, when you were telling me about how hectic things were at work this week, I hated it so much. I hated that I couldn't just come down here sooner, because I would have preferred to drop everything and just stay here with you and make you feel better. Yes, exactly like last month. Oh, you stayed on video chat with me for nearly the entire weekend when I was sick, and that meant the world to me. I hope you know that. But we have the next 3 days together, no interruptions, just us. Honestly, I'm surprised that you even... What? Okay. I'm surprised that you just wanted to stay up all night. And you cooked us dinner, and you surprised me with this delicious wine. Yes, that wine. Have I mentioned how much I love the wine? And you got me my card game, and we're relaxing now, but after driving here, I was completely expecting us to just pass out. I mean, I'm glad we're doing this, though, because this is fun, and the drive was tense, and, you know, the wine that I keep talking about, raving about. it's helping me relax. You're helping me relax. Yeah, it's your turn. No, you did not just do that. You asshole. No, no. Oh my gosh, no. I was this close. What? I'm on a set. And I was collecting 11s. Oh, you are in so much trouble, mister. I'm sure you do love the grumpy look on my face, but that was diabolical. I mean, I respect it, but my score is just gonna go up so bad now. And it's my turn to shuffle? Grr. Yes, grr. Fine, I'm shuffling, okay? Can you at least refill our glasses, at least? I can't believe you did that. Oh, so evil. I'm up 60 points. Yes, I know I'm up 60 points. I wonder why. Hey, I am not being a sore loser. I am simply stating that it was quite rude of you to do that, even though I would have done the same thing. But that's not the point. The point is, the game isn't over though, so just you wait. I am taking you down. But first, priorities. I am taking off my pants, okay? I want to be comfy, and I don't think you'd complain about me sitting around with, you know, no pants on. Do you have complaints? Yes, that is your sweater. Yes, I'm just sitting around in my underwear and your sweater. But you know what? You left it over at my place from the last time you visited, which means it's mine now. It has a new home. And the home happens to be my body. So it's this and it's the panties. Besides, I love how oversized your sweater is on me. It just swallows me up and it makes my big old thighs look so cute. And my butt looks cute? I mean, yeah, but that's all me. That's not your sweater. I still love that I can make you blush when I wiggle my butt. You're so silly. Yeah, I'm shuffling the cards. Although, shuffling is more difficult than it should be. That, I will blame on the wine. I might need some help with this. Ooh, turn that up. Please turn it up. I love this song. It's so good. I love it. I think I have to sing it. I'm, like, obligated to sing it. Yes, you know what? I saw that look. I'm singing it. And you know what? This one goes out to you, baby. I'm going to. Shh. I'm performing. Stars shining bright above you. That line, I can't hit that note. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. What am I doing? I am drunkenly, possibly, tipsy. I'm tipsy, at least. I'm tipsy. I don't know if that's a word, but it's gonna be a word. I'm tipsy, I'm singing into a remote, and I'm dancing with my arms, because it's the only dancing I can do while I'm sitting on my ass. Ignore my attempts, though, because this is all I have for now, but I'm giving a performance, okay? I'm giving a performance. And based on the smug look on your face, you're getting some enjoyment out of it. So that's all that matters. I made you smile. I am adorable. I know. But you know what? You're even more adorable. Yes, you are. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. Oh. Do you still want to be with me even though I can't hit any of the notes and I'm like singing all cringy like and whatnot? Hey, you're the goofball. You're the one that made me fall for you when you live hours and hours and hours. And did I mention hours away? It's really not fair. But then you go and you kiss me like that and I can't help but forgive you and think, fuck it. He's worth it. Thank you for refilling my glass. One more. You know, this is the first weekend that we've had together in like 2 months. I missed you so much. I don't express that enough, and I'm really sorry about that. But I am sorry. I feel like I have to say that because I'm still planning on whooping your ass at this game. But seriously, I really did miss you. Oh, I should not have just down half of that right now. How did that go straight to my head? Oh, it's heavy now. Oh. I know I'm a dork. No, ignore the silly look on my face. It's nothing. No, really, it's nothing. I'm I'm thinking about things. That's a good song too. A great song, one of the best. I know that I made the playlist and I did an excellent job. You know, if I'm good at one thing, it's definitely that. And you seem to like them. You've never complained yet, which is like quite nice. And I love this song. This song means a lot to me. Yeah, it really does. I mean, just listen to the lyrics. There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the woods. I know I could always be good to one who watch over me. He may not be the man some girls think of as handsome. To my heart, he carries the key. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me. I know you hate my singing. You may say you don't, but I know you do. Everyone does. But I smile whenever I sing along, or I even hear it because you've just become the main focus during it. Yeah, you do, and I don't know, it just makes me happy. You know what? I'm not even paying attention to the cards you just dealt. I'm just Oh no. I'm giggly because I feel frazzled. Yeah, frazzled. Okay. So I'm about to get pretty nervous around you again. So I'm gonna finish this drink. Yep. That hits the spot. No. You didn't do anything. You're great. Well, I mean, you did, but it's nothing bad, I promise. I am feeling things. So when we first met, we had like this instant connection, and we just clicked immediately. And that shit was scary. Because I wasn't prepared for someone to just mean so much to me. And that kind of connection rarely ever happens to me, and it's usually just with friends. It's never with anyone that's, you know, thought of romantically, but you were different. And since then, you've just become incredibly important to me. What I'm attempting to say is that I think I'm in love. Yeah, I think. I think, yeah, it's a recent development. And nothing special is happening. But that's what makes it special. I mean, my favorite moments with you are moments like this where we aren't doing anything excessive. We're existing around one another in it. And it feels safe and it feels like home to me. I know that I'm tearing up. It's the wine. It's the wine. No, that's a lie. It's just, you have to understand what this means for me. I didn't think I could fall in love again. And the fact that it's with you, it just makes me feel like all of my nerves are sensitive. And just like, I can feel everything around me and see everything. And it's so comfortable feeling that kind of experience. And I feel so content. And I feel so comfortable just doing absolutely nothing with you. I know I'm a sap. I know I'm ridiculous. And I basically just serenaded you with two different songs quite badly, even though I made you smile. I'm getting emotional and I'm yawning. I promise I'm not bored by this. I think it's just now hitting me how much wine I've had. Oh no. I promise this isn't like a drunken confession. I've been sitting on this for a while. And my eyelids are kind of heavy now, but I just, okay, now you have a goofy look on your face. It's a lovely face, though. I enjoy that face of yours quite a bit. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I think I'm drunk. It's not tipsy. I'm not tipsily doing anything anymore. And I still don't know if that's a word. Is that a word? I don't know. But I think I'm drunk. As long as we're both aware. Are you drunk? No, I've had most of the bottle. I mean, you got yummy wine. What did you expect? Are you gonna take care of me tonight? I know that I'm safe with you. You know what? I know that I am definitely in love with you. I love you. I love you so much. Yeah. Yeah, today was the day. It's alright. I mean, I know that you said those words like well over a month ago. And sorry, I just need a moment. I'm trying to like gather my thoughts while dealing with this. You said it like well over a month ago. And without having to say anything, you completely understood why I wasn't ready to say it back. But I'm 99% certain right now. The other 1%, that's the little bit of fear that I have left swirling around inside of me. But here's the thing, okay? I know that the moment my lips touch yours, it's just gonna melt away. And the only thing I'll know is how much I love you. And I am certain that you will feel it, and I want you to feel it. Because you deserve to feel it. You're so lovely. You're lovely. And you're handsome. And your face. Have I mentioned how much words can't function? Jeez. Oh my gosh. I'm starting to question whether or not I actually ate enough. Because I don't. What? It's like, I feel like I'm a lightweight right now. I feel like I didn't eat anything. And I drank on an empty stomach. But, I know I'm getting really off topic. It's hard to keep a straight thought right now. I'm certain, and I'm determined. There's another yard, I can't. Oh, gosh. This is so romantic. I'm being so romantic right now, and I hope that the look on your face is because you're realizing just how much you love me and not like, what the hell did I just let into my life? You know, if I go over there, I'm just gonna climb into your lap and I'm not gonna move. The game's gonna be over and I'm just gonna be attached to you. You're completely fine with that. You know, I was really hoping you would say that. So scooch. You, mister, you have the best lips. Like, they're the best. The absolute best to kiss. Your whole face is the best. Everything about you is the best. You know, it's possible that you have just ruined other men for me. And that makes me worried because, like, if this doesn't end well, what am I gonna do? I know, one problem at a time. I just said I love you and I'm worried about what's gonna happen if we break up. I know. We've already established that I'm drunk, okay? We know this. And I keep yawning. At least I'm not hiccuping. I could always hiccup and that sounds awful. You know, none of that matters. None of it matters. I know sometimes you get really insecure about your appearance. What do you mean, where did this come from? I was just talking about how much I love your face. Well, it doesn't matter that I got off topic. I'm going back to it. This is me going back to it. The topic's still there. I just drifted away a little, but it's still there. Anyway, I'm back to it now. I know that you get insecure about your appearance. And you know I understand. I get it. You constantly have to reassure my insecure ass all the time. Whenever I think I hate myself, or I avoid reflective surfaces because I don't even want to see that. And I feel bad for everyone that has to see me. I get it. But I assure you that everything about you is so beautiful. You are one of the most beautiful people I've ever come across. And I'm so lucky to have you. And I'm glad I get to look at you. Like, even if it's just in a picture or video chat, I get to stare at your face. And that makes me happy because I'm so lucky. You are a beautiful person inside and out. And it's beautiful. Yes, you're beautiful. You know what? What do you mean was beautiful? Everything. Your heart is beautiful. I know my kisses are getting sloppy. Deal with it. Let me finish my point before I drift away again. Your face is beautiful. Your body. Oh my gosh, your body. I know you're insecure about it. I know you think, you compare yourself a lot. I get it. I'm not saying it's fine, but I get it. But your body. Your body is special, and I love it, and I appreciate every inch of it. Your chest, your arms. Your thighs. I love your thighs. Everything about you is beautiful, okay? And you know what? I know we're weird. We're a weird couple. It doesn't make sense why we work, but we work. I mean, we constantly make fun of each other. You know that? We make fun of each other, and we're just always goofy around one another, and I love it. And it just, that shows you how beautiful you are on the inside, because you make me laugh, and you make me feel safe, and you're sweet to me, and you're everything I could possibly want, and I love you. And you love me. You do still love me, though, right? My crazy ass hasn't, no. Okay, it just... I know that you've said it a lot, and each time you say it, I've always wanted to say it back. I've just been too scared. But, like, right now, it feels like I'm hearing you actually, like, the impact of those words. I'm hearing that impact from your mouth. I'm hearing it for the first time, and it's making me really emotional. And then, with Billie Holiday playing in the background, it feels magical, and it feels like... this is a special moment that I'm gonna remember forever. I'm an emotional drunk, aren't I? Oh. What do you mean I can't lay on you like this all night? You knew? I warned you. I told you I'm not moving. Well, I know that I'm straddling you, but it's not my fault that you're so comfortable. And you know, most people wouldn't mind me straddling them. I mean, there's a lot of people that would. Because I look like me. No, I'm sorry. I'm trying not. Self-depreciating humor. I can't help it. It just slips out. I have no... Anyway. You're comfortable. And I know I'm not exactly straddling you in, like, a sexy way. Sexy. That's a funny word. Sexy. I know I'm not, but, like, your bedroom is so far away, so what's the point? What's the point? Why can't I just stay like this? Yes, it's far away. It's like a mile from here. Well, it looks like a mile. It will feel like a mile. No, I don't want to walk. I'm like jelly legs right now. Wait, no, what are you doing? Oh my god, you're gonna drop me. Oh my god, you're gonna drop me. I'm too big. And this makes me so nervous. Oh, no, sorry, clinging. Of course I trust you. I don't trust gravity, and I certainly don't trust my body. I'm not gonna lie, though. Being carried in your arms like this is both sexy and terrifying, and I'm not sure what to make of that, but that's what I'm feeling. Oh my god, this is really scary. Are you trying to calm me down with kisses? Okay, look, I would love to stay in your arms like this, literally, just like this. But I assure you that you can kiss me all you want in your bed. And you can hold me in your bed too without so much distance between my ass and the floor. I love you too. And until we reach your bed, I'm gonna cling to you. Like Twilight, better hold tight, spider monkey. I'm the spider monkey. Oh no, that means you're a Cullen. Are you gonna sparkle? I don't know what I'm on about, but that's what came to mind. I'm gonna stop talking. I'm gonna bury my head in your neck because I'm like really nervous. Even though your grip is really strong, I'm really nervous. I know you've got me, and you can't just, you said baby in your voice like that, just, it's melting. You or me? I don't know, something's melting. It's just, no one has ever successfully carried me before. And even when someone has tried, they always jokingly or seriously stress how heavy I am. So how am I to know that you can actually carry me all the way there? But I'm impressed. This is impressive, and you get the point. I think I'm rambling again. Look, I also want to make it clear that I would love nothing more than to let you do whatever you wanted to do to me. Because that was the original plan. But we're going to have to save that for tomorrow because I'm getting really tired. So can we just like pop on a movie or something and you let me fall asleep in your arms? Your amazing strong arms that have made their point? Oh, that's the plan? You get me. Oh, I love when you get me. Right, my head's going back in your neck, okay? I promise I'm staying still this time. But I am gonna kiss you. Wait to kiss your neck? Fine, I'll wait. But I'm gonna attack it when we're in bed. When we're under those blankets. Because it's fun. And if I'm the spider monkey, then I can switch it and be a Cullen. Just arr. You know, arr. It's a biting sound. Arr. Or do I sound like a drunk pirate? I don't know. I know. I can't believe you just dropped me on the bed like that. What if I bounced off onto the floor? Oh, you'd laugh, but you'd still help me. That's Well, you were bound to have one flaw. No, I'd laugh too. I can't be mad at you for that. I'd laugh too if that was you, but I can't carry you. I can't. I love when you climb on top of me like this. It's quite special. Can I say it one more time? Just one? I love you. 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 I love you so much. I really do love you. If you love me, then get changed or just strip on down. I don't really care. And just let me bury myself in your arms because I have missed falling asleep with you. And with me being drunk, I'm not letting that get spoiled. Nope, I have missed your arms too much for a drunken me to spoil that. Nope. Although I need one more favor. I'm still wearing makeup, and you've dropped me on the bed. I can't move. Can you get my makeup off for me, please? I know you're nervous about touching my eyelashes, but I promise it'll be fine. I promise. I just sleepy. Please. Get me water. Oh, are you trying to keep me hydrated? You really are gonna take care of me, aren't you? You're gonna try. If it makes you feel any better, I'm probably gonna be out within 10 minutes. Or, like, at least 20. Depends on when I just sink into your arms. So hurry back! Oh, God, I love him so much. Oh, I'm so lucky.